And let's play ball. Well, pleasant Saturday to you, one and all. Ron Milhorn live from Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood Springs. An absolutely gorgeous Saturday. Not a cloud in the sky, no wind, and we are ready to play some baseball. Today it's the Glenwood Demons hosting the Steamboat Springs Sailors in a West Slope doubleheader. Keith Harris is out of town today, so I'll be flying solo. Keith is on his way to Fort Collins to pick up a special vehicle for his daughter. And the only place he could find one was in Fort Collins, so safe travels to Keith. Glenwood Demons, 1-6 in league play, 7-9 overall. They snapped a losing streak and finally got one in the league win column. With an 8-3 win over Eagle Valley. Evan Heil went the distance, 7 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 runs earned, struck out 9 in 104 pitches. We saw Eagle Valley last night lose a doubleheader to Rifle. 7-2 and 19-0. It was a shellacking in that second game. Gorgeous day. The defensive players for Glenwood all wearing shades. Eagle Valley and Steamboat and Glenwood. Their rivalry goes back a few years. Steamboat, kind of like Summit County, they struggle to get practice time outdoors. And they have lost 12 in a row to Glenwood, going back to 2015. Last year at Emerald Park, Glenwood took the doubleheader 7-4 and 13-7. Oh, listen to that Steamboat dugout. They're into it already. Steamboat 0-7 in league, 3-9 overall. Walker Ripley leading things off for Steamboat Springs. Evan Hiles' first pitch. We'll set the defense for you in a moment. That's way outside. That one got away from him. Want to know to Walker Ripley. It's just amazing, the noise coming from the Steamboat dugout. That pitch, a fly ball to right field. Mason Markovich is there and make the catch, and there's one away. So, you know, Mason is in right field. Zach Pidcock will roam the territory in center field. Nathan Grosskopf is in left. The infield, Jordan Mraz at third. Jackson Irving's at short. Adam Gare playing second base. Braxton Mims is at first. Christian Landeros behind the plate. Evan Heil on the mound. Dawson Holmes, the batter. He swings and misses. Strike one. Holmes, a left-hander. Batting 306. Four extra bases, four doubles. 0-1 pitch from Evan Heil. Fastball is fouled back, and it's quickly 0-2. Got some schedule changes to let you know about regarding the doubleheader with Palisade. No longer a doubleheader. It's a home-and-away series. 0-2 pitch to Dawson Holmes. That's a little low, and it's 1-2. One out, no score, just underway. 1-2 pitch to Dawson Holmes. Yeah, it's ripped to right field. High, and Markovich with good speed, got a good jump on it, made a nice catch. Mason Markovich playing right field, as far as I know, for the first time this season. He's played third and left field. But the first two balls find him in right. That was pretty well hit, but Holmes got underneath it. There's two outs. Jesse Hamrick, the batter. Hamrick batting 242 with two doubles. The first pitch outside corner, and the ump's going to give him that edge of the plate. And a decisive, demonstrative call from the umpire. Three umps working the game today. 0-1 pitch to Hamrick. Curveball fooled him badly and swings and misses 0-2. Evan Heil gets the sign from Landeros. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Nothing across. And a 9-pitch inning for Evan Heil. No scores. We go to the bottom of the first. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field on a beautiful Saturday. West Slope doubleheader, Steamboats and Glenwood. And a 9-pitch inning for Evan Heil. Two fly ball outs and a strikeout. That's efficient for Mr. Heil. It's 54 strikeouts on the season. Defensively for Steamboat, C.J. Waters is in left. Dawson Holmes in center field. Jay Phillips is in right. Jesse Hamrick at third. Walker Ripley at shortstop. Wiley Cotter is at second base. Ben Bogan at first. Dylan Gormley behind the plate. And on the mound, Jesse Hamrick. All right, sorry, Jake Hamrick. This is Jake Hamrick. Jake Hamrick is an ERA of 10.50. No decisions. He's pitched 10 and two-thirds innings. Given up 17 hits, 27 runs. He's walked 12 and struck out 8. 27 runs, but 16 of them earned. So that might tell you a little something about the Steamboat Sailors defensively. Want to appreciate Coach Ibarra. He's a fine coach, been a Steamboat for a long time. Last year, when Keith and I went up there to Emerald Park, there was no power. The nearest outlet was, I don't know, a football field away. It was a long distance on the adjacent field. And we were short about 50 feet of extension cord, and he helped us out with some cord. Jackson Irving leading off for the Demons. He fouls one straight back. Jay Kamrick, a right-hander. 0-1 count to Irving. Pitch is high. And it's 1-1. Demons and Sailors played earlier this month on April 9th. Yeah, this is the last day of April. Can you believe that? Back in Carbondale at a tournament at Roaring Fork High School, Demons won it 13-7. That pitch is sky to center field, shallow center. Dawson Holmes comes in and makes a nice catch. Had to hustle. His cap came flying off. And there's one away. Nathan Grosskopf, the batter. Grosskopf has earned some playing time. He's hit the ball well. Grosskopf batting 381. Jay Kamrick's first pitch popped up, and that's fouled back and out of play. Nathan, a junior, batting 381 with three doubles, eight runs batted in. But we saw a hitting display last night by the Bears, particularly Gavin Peterson. 0-1 pitch to Grosskopf. Outside. 1-1. No score yet. We're in the bottom of the first. One out. And the scoreboard is working. How about that? Here's the 1-1 pitch from Hamrick. That's a bit low. And it's 2-1. Evan Heil on deck. Gavin Peterson for a rifle. In the game two, they swept the Devils. Game two was 19-0. Went four innings. 2-1 pitch to Grosskopf. That's low and outside. As Gormley tried to bring it up and frame it, but nothing doing. Steamboat playing straight away defensively. 3-1 pitch to Grosskopf. He hits one ground ball to first baseman Ben Bogan. Goes to the bag himself. And there's one away. So far, efficient inning for Jay Kamrick. Just five pitches. Evan Hiles brought that average up. He's batting 250 now. Remember, he was around 180 for a while. Really struggling at the plate. He's got six doubles, seven RBIs. First pitch to Evan. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut there. And it's 0-1. Yeah, the big bright scoreboard in right center. Looks good. 0-1 pitch to Heil. Swing and a miss. Another big cut. Good fastball from Hamrick. And the right-hander's got him in the hole. 0-2. With the scoreboard, it just looks official. Looks complete. 0-2 pitch to Evan Heil. Curveball, swing and a miss. And both teams go 1-2-3. That was a 8-pitch inning for Jake Hamrick. No score after one. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. That's all it's missing is Mike Summers' name in the bottom of that white spot below the scoreboard. It would be perfect. That'd be a nice touch. No score after one inning of play. Both pitchers doing well. Evan Heil with 9 pitches in the first inning. Jake Hamrick with 8 pitches on a 1-2-3. Ben Bogan, the batter. Left-hander looks at strike one. Good curveball just snapped across the outer half of the plate. Bogan batting 462. It's among the top 10 in the league. Another curveball. That one bit the dirt. 1-1. Bogan with three doubles, 6 runs batted in, 12 hits in 26 at-bats. He's played in 11 games. Left-hander waiting for the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. That's in the dirt. It's 2-1. Miles 2-1 pitch. Got the outside corner. Oh, okay. I thought the umpire was going to call a strike. He stepped back like he was going to indicate strike, but it's a ball. 3-1 to the left-handed Ben Bogan. He's a good size boy. Here's the pitch. That got the inside corner. Again, that delayed call. He's got to wait for the ump to come back. And count is full now to Ben Bogan, the cleanup hitter. He's got an open stance. Heil with the 3-2 pitch. Curveball. Gets away from Landeros. And it's ball four. Evan Heil up to 15 pitches. His first walk. Batters Jake Hamrick, the starting pitcher. And Hamrick batting 385. Strike one. Just got to watch the body language of this plate ump. It's prom night for Glenwood, so after this doubleheader, boys will have to dash home and clean up. Bogan dives back to first. They almost got him. That was mighty close. We got three umps, so there's an ump right there at first base. He's got a good view, and Bogan almost picked off. 0-1 count to Jake Hamrick. Big lead for Bogan. Again, a throw to first. His Bogan's steamboat teammates keeping him alert. Sailors looking for that first league win. They're 0-7. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut at a high fastball to Hamrick. And it's 0-2. Here's the 0-2. Good stop by Landeros, sliding across his knees. 1-2, no score. We're in the top of the second inning. Infield at normal depth. Pidcock in center field is shaded toward the right. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Hamrick. Bogan takes off. The pitch is a grounder to third. No play at second. Throw to first. Nice play by Jordan Mraz and a good stretch by Braxton Mims. The runner was taken off. Hamrick grounds out. There's one away for Jay Phillips. Phillips batting 250. As a team, Steamboat batting 346. No home runs. Jay Phillips, pretty tall kid. About 6'3", maybe 6'4". That's a big strike zone. He looks at ball one. Listen to all that chirping coming from the Sailor dugout. Doing my best to keep track of the pitch count. One pitch to Phillips. Curveball. Great looking pitch. Nice. Uncle Charlie there snapped across the plate. 1-1 to Phillips. Evan Heil with 1-1. Got the inside corner? No, it did not. 2-1. Up to 20 pitches now, 11 this inning. Next pitch, curveball, didn't break, way upstairs, 3-1. And now Landeros out to have a quick chat with Evan Heil. And Phillips over to talk to Coach Ibarro at third. Jay Phillips with two runs batted in on the season. He's ahead in the count 3-1 with Ben Bogan at second base. Here's the pitch. That came inside. And two walks. Runners at first and second. One out for C.J. Waters. Waters has appeared in six games. 10 at-bats. 5 hits. So he's batting .500. 3 runs batted in. He's a left-hander. Puts most of his weight on that back foot. Heil gets a sign from Landeros. Here's the pitch. That's low. Got it, 1-0 to C.J. Waters. High off from the stretch, comes set at the belt, looks at second base. Here's the pitch. He shows bunt. Throw down to third base. The ball throw is off. Thought he laid one down, but he offered at it. It was a strike and a double steal, as it turns out. Bogan down to third. Phillips at second. 1-1 count to C.J. Waters. Landeros is going to have to do a good job protecting the plate to prevent a run from scoring. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Heil. Good stop by Landeros. Kept it in front of him. Heil's having a few control problems. Up to 24 pitches. 15 this inning. Heil comes set. Runners at second and third. One out. That's in there for a strike. And evens the count at 2-2 to C.J. Waters, the number 7 hitter. Look at Fancy. Just challenge him. Heil adjusts the ball behind his back. Now comes set at the belt. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Two away. Brings up Wiley Cotter. 25 pitches now for Heil. Two walks, two strikeouts. Two outs. Looking to get out of a jam here. Let's go get Don't have any numbers on Wiley Cutter. Looks at ball one. This might be his first at-bat of the season. Runners at second and third. Two outs. No score. Next pitch. Inside corner. Strike one. Cutter might be a freshman. Looks pretty young. One pitch. Almost hit him. That was mighty close. Boy. Don't get fancy. Just put it down the middle. Two balls, one strike to Cotter, the number eight hitter. By all accounts, this is his first varsity at-bat. 2-1 pitch. Fly ball, foul. Mims giving it a chase, as well as Markovich. No chance to get it. There's two. It's now 2-2. Dylan Gormley on deck. Mile up to 28 pitches now. It's the 20th pitch of the inning. Curveball. Trying to get him to chase. Cotter not biting. Got to get this guy out. Count is full. High with the pitch. Oh, skips up to the backstop, and a run's going to come home and score. And a walk to boot. His first at-bat. Walk and a wild pitch, and it's 1-0 Steamboat. Brings up Dylan Gormley, the number 9 hitter. He's batting 300. 11 plate appearances. He's appeared in 5 games. 1 double. 3 runs batted in. Two outs. Toss over to first. Try to pick off the Wiley Cotter. Got Jay Phillips at third. Cotter at first. Two outs. No reason to have that guy on base, but it is what it is. There's a strike to Dylan Gormley. Nothing and one. Comes the 29th pitch for Evan Heil. That's it in the right field. Base hit. Dylan Gormley, the number 9 hitter, drives in a run. Sharply hit ball. First hit of the day for Steamboat. It's 2-0 Sailors. Cotter goes down to second. Boy, Miles going to rue walking Cotter on a wild pitch. Here's Walker Ripley. He flied out to right in the first inning. First pitch popped up, and it's out of play. 0-1. Thirty-one pitches now for Evan Heil after a 9-pitch first inning. 2-0 Sailors, two outs. Here's the 0-1 to Ripley. And Ripley, believe it or not, I wanted to use that. Swings and misses. Good curveball from Heil. Long inning for Evan Heil. 0-2 count to Walker Ripley. Here's the pitch. He has a line drive. Backhand stop. Great catch by Jackson Irving at short. Caught it just above the shoe tops. Otherwise, that ball's into center field. Nice play by Jackson Irving to retire the Sailors, but they scored 2 runs on 1 hit. 3 walks issued by Heil. No errors, and 2 runners left after an inning and a half at Steamboat 2. Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. And we're back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. The Glenwood Demons and the Steamboat Springs Sailors. Sailors take a 2-0 lead. They're half of the second inning. Two runs on one hit. Rough inning for Evan Heil. 24 pitches in that second inning after a 9-pitch first inning. Demons went in order against Jake Hamrick. Fly out, ground out, and a strikeout. So Braxton Mims will lead things off for the Demons. Mims batting 538. Second in the league to Elijah Morales from Battle Mountain. He's got three triples, two doubles, 15 runs batted in. First pitch to Mims. That's a line drive foul down the right field line, 0-1. A 1 count to Braxton Mims. Jay Kamrick winds and delivers the next pitch. That got the inside corner. 0-2. Mason Markovich on deck, and then Jordan Mraz. Kamrick's 0-2 pitch. That's ripped to left field. That's going to find some green. That'll bounce at the fence, and Mims with a leadoff double. Takes a turn at second, and that'll hold up there.
Beautiful.
Braxton Mims gave that one a ride. His third double of the year. And sixth extra base hit of the season. And the Demons in business with Mason Markovich. The slugging freshman is batting 312 with two home runs. 14 runs batted in. First pitch to Markovich. Swing and a miss. Got a piece of it.
Oh, yeah.
A 1 count to Mason Markovich. Next pitch. That gets to the backstop, and Mims will trot down to third base. One and one to Mason Markovich. 2-0 Steamboat. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Game one of our West Slope doubleheader. Got a family out there in left center field beyond the fence. Looks like they're having a little picnic. Watch the ball game. 1-1 pitch to Markovich. That's a chopper to short. Nice backhand stop by Ripley. Throws. They got him. Barely. Mims comes home to score. An RBI for Markovich. Boy, I'd like a replay. We had that luxury. That was a great play by Ripley at short. Played a real tough hop and backhanded it. And just got Markovich, who's got good wheels. Mims home to score, 2-1 Steamboat. And that first pitch to Jordan Mraz plunked him on the back. Just a slow curve. So first hit batter for Jake Hamrick. And the batter is Adam Gehr. One out, 2-1 Steamboat. And Hamrick for the stretch. That pitch in the dirt. Hamrick with a 9-pitch first inning, 1-2-3, and then he's up to 9 pitches here in the second inning, having given up a run. Toss to first, and Mraz back. Coach Nieslanek has 5 players on the bench that can come off and be a courtesy runner. Next pitch, that's in the dirt. 2-0 to Adam Gehr. Short lead for Mraz. Next pitch, that's in there for a strike. Toss over to first. Throws a little high. Two-one count to Adam Gehr. 2-1 Steamboat lead, one out, bottom of the second. Big lead for Mraz, and now he trots back as Hamrick takes a look and dares him to take another step. Hamrick gets a sign from Gormley. There he goes. There's the pitch. It's outside. Throw down to second base. The throw beats him, but a good slide by Mraz. The throw is a little bit offline. And a stolen base for Jordan Mraz. The tying run now at second base. It's a 3-1 count to Adam Gehr. Adam Gehr batting 303. Looks at ball. I thought that was ball four. Okay, now it's ball three. 3-2, full count. Guess that last pitch was, the pitch previous was a strike. Here's the payoff pitch to Gehr. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Gormley. He throws down to first base. Throw down to third. Mraz is safe. Just barely. The throw beat him, but the ball was dropped by Jesse Hamrick at third. Gehr retired. Strikeout and 2-3. There's two away. And Cole Sherrick, the DH. DHing for Zach Pidcock. Sherrick batting 214, a freshman. First pitch to Cole. That almost hit him. Just leaned out of the way. 1-0. Sherrick looking for his first run batted in. Could tie the game. Jay Kamrick gets the sign, the 1-0 pitch. That's a ground ball to second. Cotter up with it on a big hop. Lobs it to first, and that'll do it. So the Demons score one run on one hit. It was a hit batter. No errors and one runner left. After two innings, it's Steamboat 2, Glenwood 1. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood Springs. 2-1 score. Steamboat with the lead over Glenwood as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Christian Landeros leading things off for the Demons. Been back to the top of the order. Jackson Irving and Nathan Grosskopf. Talked about a schedule change that Coach Nieslanek was disappointed about. Glenwood's doubleheader, originally scheduled here at home against Palisade, has now been split up because Palisade has got another game with Roosevelt, a non-league game. So they'll host Palisade here on the 10th and then travel to Palisade on the 13th. And Coach Nieslanek, not real pleased with that change, but what can you do? Christian Landeros against Jake Hamrick, first pitch in there for a strike. So a 12-pitch third inning for Evan Heil, much more efficient. He's up to 45. A one pitch to Landeros upstairs. 1-1. One pitch to Landeros. Outside. 2-1. Next pitch, Landeros swings and misses. And it's 2-2.
There you go. Come on.
Jay Camber gets a sign from Gormley and the 2-2 pitch to Landeros. Fly ball foul. Is it playable? Oh, the Jesse Hamrick, the third baseman, trying to get to it. The ball stayed in play, but he bumped into the umpire there at third base. As his hat came flying off. 2-2 count to Christian Landeros. There's the pitch. That hit, almost hit him, did it? Now Christian able to lean out of the way. And the count is full. Hamrick winds and delivers. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. Third strikeout for Jake Hamrick. Back to the top of the order, Jackson Irving flied out to center on a 1-1 pitch in the first inning. 2-1 Steamboat, one out, bottom of the third. Hamrick winds and delivers the first pitch to Irving. That's a rip to the gap in left center field. That'll make it to the fence near the picnicking family. And Irving on his horse. He'll take a big turn at second and hold off with a one-out double. Second extra base hit for the Demons. That was smoked. So a one-out double for Jackson Irving, Nathan Grosskopf. Grounded out to first base in the first inning. Glance at second base. The first pitch to Grosskopf reaches out to bunt. He offered. It's a strike. That was a terrible pitch to bunt at. But he's trying to protect the plate. Boy, we saw Easton Phillips' rifle lay down a couple of beautiful bunts. On one count to Grosskopf. Jake Hamrick comes set at the belt. And the pitch. Popped up, and that's going to drift out of play. 0-2. Two hits for the Demons, both of them doubles, one by Braxton Mims. 0-2 count to Nathan Grosskopf. Hamrick comes set, and the 0-2. In the dirt. Evan Hiles waiting on deck. 2-1 Steamboat. One out, bottom of the third. Here's the 1-2. Way outside. Good stop by Gormley as he slid across his knees. Evens the count 2-2.
Go 10.
Here's the 35th pitch for. Here's a fly ball to center field, and it is dropping for a hit. Throw comes home. Good throw. As Grosskopf, a sharp single to center. Didn't look like Holmes in center field got a good read off the bat. I think if he had gotten a good jump, he would have caught that. So Irving down to third. And Evan Hiles struck out swinging on an 0-2 pitch to end the first inning. Looking to pick up an RBI here. Would tie it up. It's 2-1 Steamboat. Hamrick with the first pitch. Runner goes from first. A bunt is a beautiful bunt. Back to the mound. No other plays to first. Oh, and they didn't send Irving because a good play by Hamrick. He stopped, looked the runner back to third, and made a clean throw to first. That was an excellent play by Hamrick. Grosskopf did go down to second.
Hey, keep that number rolling.
Hile bunts it out into an out. Did move the runner over to second. There's two outs for Braxton Mims. He swings and misses or fouls it back. 0-1. Mims doubled sharply down the left field line in the second inning to lead off that inning. 0-1 count to Mims. Base hit would give the Demons the lead, the pitch. That's in the dirt, and Mims quickly puts up the stop sign. Tells Irving to hold up. 1-1 count. 14 pitches this inning for Jake Hamrick. He winds and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball, foul toward first base. Going the other way, making contact. Hamrick in the full windup. 1-2 pitch to Mims. That's a curveball. That didn't break. That went behind Mims. And coming home to score the tying run is Irving. It's 2-2. A wild pitch. Tried to throw the curve and went behind Mims. He quickly got out of the way and allowed Irving to come home and score. The throw was pretty good, but Irving had a good jump. And it's now tied 2-2. 2-2 count to Braxton Mims. Here's the pitch. He reaches out and fouls it off.
They decided earlier, hard hit. Let's go.
18 pitches this inning for Jake Hamrick. Here's the 2-2 to Mims. Strike three called. Mims held up. He looked at it, and the ump said, yep, go have a seat. So that'll do it for the Demons, but they tied the game up. One run on two hits. No errors and one runner left. After three innings, it's Glenwood 2, Steamboat 2. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. We're tied at 2, Steamboat and Glenwood, as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Jay Phillips, C.J. Waters, and Wiley Cotter for the Sailors. 6, 7, and 8 hitters. These are the hitters, the part of the lineup that gave Evan Heil some trouble. Well, he got an excellent third inning, put up a zero. He's up to 45 pitches for the game. Meanwhile, his counterpart, Jay Phillips, up to 44. So you got Braxton Mims, a strikeout looking to end the third. But the Demons tied it up. This beautiful Saturday, prom night for the Glenwood Demons. Jay Phillips walked and scored in the second inning. Heil with the first pitch. In the first strike. Heil with four strikeouts. Hamrick with four strikeouts. Heil also with has walked four. That pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Heil shakes off the first sign. Now comes. And now a little mix up in the signals here. One one count to Jay Phillips. Heil winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. Jammed him on an inside fastball. It's 1-2. Heil with 57 strikeouts on the season. Gets a sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, ground ball to second. Nice play by Gare. And Heil covering the bag at first. The ball thrown away. Oh, my goodness. Should have been an easy out. Wow. Well, Mims should have been covering the bag. But he deferred to Heil running the cover first. And as a result, it's an errant throw. Got to give the error to Adam Gare. On the errant throw, he goes down to second, does Phillips. C.J. Waters, the batter, struck out swinging in the second inning. And the go-ahead run for Steamboat at second base. And Jay Phillips. First pitch to Waters. He bunts it in the air. Landeros giving it a chase. Just missed a diving attempt by CJ, by Christian rather. CJ Waters bunting it foul.
I just heard about that.
Heil now up to 45 pitches for the inning. 0-1 count to C.J. Waters. It was a nice attempt by Landeros. Pyle from the stretch. Phillips at second base.
Go get him, Evan.
Here's the 0-1 to Waters. Swing and a miss. Landeros keeps the ball in front of him. Throws down to second base. Pretty good throw. And Phillips slides backwards and ends up on his butt sitting on the bag at second. He's like, I'm just going to have a seat here. 0-2 count to C.J. Waters. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Five strikeouts for Evan Heil. One away for Wiley Cotter. Cotter in his first, as far as I know, his first varsity at-bat back in the second inning and walked. Then on a wild pitch, Jay Phillips came home to score. Or rather, Ben Bogan. First pitch from Heil. Foul tipped. Nothing and one to Cotter. Not Cotter. Welcome back, Cotter. A one count. Dylan Gormley on deck. One out. Top of the fourth. 2-2 score. Steamboat and Glenwood. Pyle comes set at the belts. Here's the 0-1. Big lead at second by Phillips. Here's going to throw and throw to second. They got him picked off. Throw down to third. Now they got the bag covered. Throw is low. Picked up by Gare. He'll throw it. Oh, the ball's dropped. Now it's picked up by Heil. Heil goes down to second. Phillips still in a rundown, and they finally tag him out. The ball's dropped, though. He's safe. He's safe. The ball was dropped. He tagged him. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He tagged him, and then the ball came out. And now Coach Nieslanek out to argue. That's baloney. He put the tag on. Then the ball came trickling out. And now the base umps are going to discuss it. That's... No. Well, let's see what... Boy, I can't even begin to track the sequence of throws. It started with Heil, who they had him picked off, and he's safe. Oh, no, that's the wrong call. Sorry. I'm sorry. That's a gift. It went 1-6-5 to 4, back to 5-1. Ah, boy, that was a gift. 0-1 count to Cotter. Swing and a miss. And Heil, that was I'm a little ticked off pitch. That one had a little extra gas on it. Oh, man. They had him dead to rights and tagged up, was put on, and the ball came trickling out. 0-2 count to Cotter. Pitch, swung on a miss. Down he goes. Six strikeouts for Evan Heil. Two outs, and it's Dylan Gormley. He singled in the second inning.
Good. How are you?
Phillips at third base, board on an error. Pitch, nice stop by Landeros. 1-0 count to Gormley, the number 9 hitter. 12 pitches this inning for Heil. Two strikeouts. Should have been a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 1-0 to Gormley. Go ahead, run for Steamboat at third base. Fly ball to right field. Markovich is there, makes the catch, and no harm done. Despite the bad call. Sailors are turned away. No runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Glenwood 2, Steamboat 2. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Glenwood Demons and the Steamboat Spring Sailors all knotted at 2. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, Mason Markovich will lead things off, followed by Jordan Mraz and Adam Gare. Thank you. Evan Hiles settled down after a 24-pitch second inning. He's up to 59. He had 14 pitches in that fourth inning, up to 59 for the game, so he's doing well. At 104-pitch complete game win over Eagle Valley Tuesday night. Jake Hamrick has been pretty much his equal. He struck out four, hit a batter, hasn't walked anybody. So Markovich grounded out to short on a close play, a close bang-bang play. Looks like he almost beat the throw. His ground out allowed Mims to score from third. Jordan Mraz hit by a pitch. He's on deck, and then in the hole is Adam Gehr. So go to the fourth, bottom of the fourth. Markovich, two home runs on the season. And Hamrick with the first pitch. Curveball's a little bit high. 1-0. I got invited between games to join the team for some Nislanic hamburgers. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and Mason couldn't lay off the high cheddar. And it's 1-1. I inquired with Jordan DeCrow, and no decision on a football coach yet. Said they're close to hiring a volleyball coach, though. 1-1 to Markovich. That's high. He lays off 2-1. Hammer gets a sign from Gormley. Here's the 2-1 to Mason Markovich. Slow grounder to third. Jesse Hamrick up with it. Throws. Got him. One away for Jordan Mraz. Hit by a pitch. Stole a base. Markovich 0 for 2. Jay Kamrick with the first pitch to Mraz. That's ripped foul down the left field line.
Let's straight it out, Jordan.
Nothing in one. Kamrick winds and delivers the 0-1. Fly ball right field, hooking foul. It's 0-2. Two two score. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jay Kamrick now up to 50 pitches. He's been doing a good job. Here's the 0-2 to Jordan Mraz. Way outside. 1-2.
Go, Jordan!
Hamrick winds and delivers the 1-2 pitch. He fought that one off inside and fouled it off. One ball, two strikes to Jordan Mraz. Rifle Bears swept the Eagle Valley Devils last night 7-2 and 19-0 in four innings. Gavin Peterson with a big night, 12 runs batted in the two games. 1-2 pitch to Mraz. Fouled off. And he's hanging in there, 1-2.
Oh, it's very sad. I'm about to leave.
One ball, two strikes. pitch to Jordan Moraz. That's outside. Even the count, 2-2.
Although I think you would have plenty of...
No runs. Let's see. The first, two in the second. None in the third, none in the fourth so far. For Glenwood, no runs in the first, one in the second, one in the third. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball to shallow center field. Dawson Holmes drifting to his left and makes the catch. And there's two away. Brings up Adam Gare, struck out swinging. And then it was a strike him out, throw him out, 2-3. Ah, yes, the Glenn Campbell walk-up song. Here's the first pitch to Gare. That almost hit him. He had to duck out of the way. 1-0. Next pitch, fouled off. 1-1 to Gare. Cole Sherrick would be next if Gare could get aboard here. 2-2 score. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. 1-1 count to Adam Gare. Jay Kamrick with the pitch. Swing and a miss. That pitch ended up dropping in the dirt there.
Oh, I saw a YouTube video on that one.
One ball, two strikes to Adam Gare. Hamrick winds and delivers the pitch. That's upstairs. It's 2-2.
Better than perfect now.
Deuce is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch to Gare. Curveball. Misses high, and the count goes full. Good patient at-bat for Adam Gare. This comes the 15th pitch of the inning for Jay Kamrick. Swing and a miss. Down he goes, and there's five strikeouts for Jay Kamrick. And he's been very good. Demons go in order, nothing across. A scoreless fourth. Score remains tied at two as we go to the fifth after this on KMTS. Got a pitching duel going on here at Mike Summers Memorial Field. Game one of our West Slope doubleheader, all tied at two between Steamboat Springs and Glenwood Springs. Evan Heil and Jake Hamrick putting on quite a show. Both with up to 59 pitches. Heil's 59 through four innings. And Jay Kamrick up to 59 pitches as well. Heil with six strikeouts and four walks. Hamrick with five strikeouts, no walks, a hit batter. Top of the order for the Sailors, Walker Ripley, Dawson Holmes, and Jesse Hamrick. And Heil's first pitch. That's outside, ball one. One pitch to Ripley. Check swing fouls it off. 1-1.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Heil gets the sign. Here's the 1-1. Curveball's upstairs. 2-1. High with the 2-1 pitch. That got the outside corner. And belt high, 2-2 to Ripley. He's 0-for-2, flied out to right and lined out to short. A beautiful catch made by Jackson Irving above his shoe tops. Backhand catch. Here's the 2-2 to Ripley. Swung on and fouled off. Down the right field line.
I think it's a golf cart thing, like a tile. Yeah,
yeah. Line with the 2-2 pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. Fooled him on a nasty Uncle Charlie. That was just filthy. And his 7th strikeout. That'll bring up Dawson Holmes. He's 0 for 2, a ground out and fly out to right. 7 Ks for Evan Heil, up to 60 now for the season. That's ball one, a high and outside to Dawson Holmes. One-oh count to Holmes. Inside, 2-2. Brushed him back a little bit. Holmes a left-hander. Jesse Hamrick is on deck. Here's the 2-0. Foul back, out of play, 2-1. Ooh, that hits something. Didn't sound like my car. Someone giggling, obviously it's not their vehicle. Evan Heil with the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a big uppercut there. Landeros tagged him out, but that was only 2 strikes. 2-2 to Holmes. Al gets the sign. And here's the pitch. Swung out and missed. A fastball challenged him with a heater. There's 8 strikeouts, back-to-back Ks for Heil. And he's back to his old stuff.
Yeah, the simple pickoff play.
8 strikeouts for Evan. And Jesse Hamrick, he's struck out twice in the first and the third inning. First pitch of Heil, overthrew that one. Kind of fell to his left as he released the ball and got away from him. 1-0. 2-2 score, 2 outs, top of the 5th. Heil winds and delivers the 1-0 to Jesse Hamrick. Swing and a miss. Challenge him with a heat. It's 1-1. Heil gets a sign. Likes what he sees. Here's the 1-1. Curveball bounces up there. 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Fastball, fly ball to center field. Pidcock is there, makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Evan Heil. Nothing across. Another 0 put up by Evan Heil. It's 2-2 as we go to the bottom of the 5th. Steamboat and Glenwood, this is KMTS. Welcome back to Mike Summers Memorial Field on this beautiful Saturday, the final day of April. Glenwood Demons and the Steamboat Springs Sailors all tied at 2 as we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. And my partner Keith Harris is out of town today. So flying solo on this beautiful Saturday. 2-2 score. Steamboat looking for that first league win. They're 0-7. Demons got their first league win over Eagle Valley, 1-6 in the conference. Cole Sherrick will lead things off for the Demons, followed by Christian Landeros and Jackson Irving, 8-9-1. Evan Heil, after that rough second inning, he's really settled down. He's up to 70 pitches. Well within his range, 11 pitches that fourth inning. Struck out 2, got the fly ball out. He's up to 8 strikeouts. He's walked 4. As that ERA continues to drop. And Cole Sherrick, who grounded out to second. Here's a ground ball to short. Sherrick on his horse. Here's the throw. Got him. Nice play by the shortstop, Walker Ripley. 1 pitch, 1 out. That's 60 pitches now for Jake Hamrick. Batters Christian Landeros. He struck out swinging, leading off the third inning. Second look at Jake Hamrick. Winds and delivers. Fastball popped up right side. And the second baseman, Cotter, drifting back into shallow right, makes the catch. Two pitches, two outs. Just like that. And the pitchers, the hitters, Jackson Irving. Flied out to center and doubled in the third inning. Ended up scoring on a wild pitch. With two outs, here's the first pitch to Irving. It's way outside. 1-0. Just the third pitch for Jay Kamrick here in the fifth. Teams need to make him work a little bit. Here's the 1-0. That's high and inside. 2-0. Hamrick back on the rubber. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Jackson Irving.
I don't think I would have paid 100.
That's in their first strike. Getting to know this umpire's body language. He hesitates, takes a couple steps back, and then says, strike. 2-1 count to Irving. Two outs. Hamrick with a pitch. Curveball bounced up there, 3-1. Grosskopf is on deck.
All right, Jackson.
You're ahead.
Here's the 3-1. To Jackson Irving. Fouled off. He jammed in there. Just got it on the handle. And it's full count. Two outs. Here's the payoff pitch to Jackson Irving. Hammer gets a sign. Winds and delivers. Fly ball to right field. Jay Phillips is there and can't find the ball. It drops safely for a hit. Irving holds up at second base. I think Phillips just lost it in the sun. Wiley Cotter drifting back there from second base, and it just fell beyond Phillips' reach. He lost it in the bright sun. A sun aided double for Jackson Irving. With two outs, and Nathan Grosskopf singled in the third. Looking to pick up a run here and give the Demons the lead. He's 1-for-2. Hamrick with the first pitch. Oh, he jammed him, popped it up, and it is caught by Hamrick. And that'll do it. So the sun-aided double doesn't hurt the Sailors. Demons are turned away. No runs on one hit. No errors. One runner left through five innings. We're tied at two. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. A great ball game. Steamboat and Glenwood all tied at two through five innings. And both pitchers an equal amount of pitches, according to my unofficial count. 70 apiece through five innings. That's incredible. Jay Kamrick came into this game with an ERA of over 10, but he's been very good. He's got five strikeouts. And he's been very efficient. 11 pitches in the fifth inning, now 70 for the game. Evan Heil starting the sixth here, facing the heart of the order. Ben Bogan, Jay Kamrick, and Jay Phillips. Just one hit surrendered by Heil through five. Bogan, the big left-hander, swings and misses. Strike one. Heil with eight strikeouts, four walks. Next pitch. It's a ball, 1-1 to Bogan. Next pitch to Bogan. He's walked twice. Scored a run. Fly ball foul. Out of play. Down toward the playground there. Let's go, 1-2 count to Ben Bogan. Cleanup hitter. Next pitch. Curveball in the dirt, trying to get him to chase one. Kyle gets the sign from Landeros. The 2-2 pitch to Bogan. Ooh, went upstairs and brushed him back a little bit. Made him think about it. Count is full. Here's the payoff pitch to Bogan. Almost hit him. And he walks for the third time today. Batters Jake Hamrick. Grounded out the third, struck out swinging to end the third. Scores tied at two. You're in the top of the sixth. The leadoff runner aboard. First pitch, swing and a miss.
Wow, way behind it.
Nothing in one. That's the fifth walk given up by Heil. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Hamrick. Runner goes. Throw down to second base. They got him! You betcha! Oh, my! Beautiful throw by Landeros, who bobbled it at first. But Gare in front of the bag to make the tag. It bounced once right into his glove, and Bogan slid right into it. And it's 0-2 to Hamrick. And a good throw by Christian Landeros. Great tag put on by Adam Gare. One out. 0-2 pitch to Hamrick. Strike three called. And Hamrick can't believe it. He was stepping out of the box like it was ball one. And the ump rings him up. That's nine strikeouts for Evan Heil. And just like that, two outs. And the batter is Jay Phillips. Walked, scored, and aboard on an error. First pitch.
Nice.
Outside corner, strike one.
Pretty pitch, pretty pitch.
Jay Phillips. Beautiful sound in my ears. Heil with the 0-1 pitch. Curveball just missed inside, a little low, 1-1. Nine Ks for Heil. Five walks. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Challenge him with a high cheddar. And it's 1-2. Heil's 1-2 pitch. Oh, that one got away as he fell off the mound toward the first base side. Wasted that one. 2-2 to Phillips. Demons have defeated Steamboat 12 in a row, the lot going back to 2015. Here's the 2-2 to Phillips. Got him swinging. Strike three. 10 strikeouts for Evan Heil. And no harm done after the leadoff walk. No runs, no hits. No errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Still tied at two. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. We're tied at two as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Evan Heil struck out the last two batters. Give him 10 for the game, five walks. And a new pitcher for Steamboat Springs, Ben Bogan on the bump now for Steamboat. Jake Hamrick pitched well, struck out five, hit a batter, didn't walk anybody. Two runs on four hits, pitched five innings, 70 pitches. So he won't lose the game. No decision. He's got to be pleased with that performance. So Ben Bogan will face Evan Heil, Braxton Mims, and Mason Markovich. So let's see who's playing at first base. Jay Kamrick. So they just trade places. So 70 pitches for Jay Kamrick. Four hits, two runs, five strikeouts, one hit batter. So Ben Bogan, the big left-hander, rocks and delivers to Evan Heil. And Heil swings at a fastball and misses 0-1. Bogan gets a sign from Gormley. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Heil struck out to end the first inning. Bunted the sacrifice. 1-3 in the third. Quickly behind the count, 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on three straight pitches. That brings up Braxton Mims. He's 1-for-2. Doubled in the second. Scored a run. Struck out looking to end the third. Getting his first look at the big left-hander, Ben Bogan. And winds and delivers. Fastball. Just missed. Two-two score. One out, bottom of the sixth. 1-0 pitch to Mims. That's a fly ball to the gap in right center field. That is going to be caught. Nice play by Jay Phillips. Got a good jump on it after he missed one in the sun last inning. Gets the put out there. There's two away. Brings up Mason Markovich. He's 0-for-2, grounded out to short and grounded out to third. First pitch to Mason. And Bogan trying a curveball and it sails to the backstop. 1-0. Two outs, bottom of the sixth, tied at two. Bogan with the 1-0 pitch to Markovich. That's outside and a little high, 2-0. Here's the 2-0 to Markovich. That's inside and it's 3-0. Jordan Mraz on deck. And that's ball four. So a two-out walk to Mason Markovich. Brings up Jordan Mraz. Hit by a pitch, stole a base, and flied out to center. Might be tough to steal on Bogan. He's a left-hander looking right at first base. Markovich, short lead. Now a couple more steps. Wait a minute. Umpire calling for time. And here we go. Markovich creeps off the bag at first. Here's Bogan's first pitch. Mraz swings and misses. Bogan lets that left hand dangle. Now comes set at the belt. Here's the 0-1 to Mraz in the dirt. Throw down to first base. Markovich gets dirty. 1-1 count to Jordan Mraz. Adam Guerra would be next. Here's the 1-1 to Mraz. And Markovich takes off. Pitch is fouled back. Had a hit and run going. Yeah, it's 1-2 to Mraz. That actually the run and hit. Markovich took off. One ball, two strikes to Jordan Mraz. 2-2 score. Two out, bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch from Ben Bogan. And they're going to throw to first. Bogan has a strong arm. One, two count to Mraz. Markovich takes off. Pitch is swung on a miss, and that'll do it. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left. We go to the seventh inning. Still tied at two. Glenwood and Steamboat. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. We go to the seventh inning. Game one of our West Slope doubleheader between the Steamboat Springs Sailors and the Glenwood Demons. All tied at two. Real pitching duel. Jake Hamrick pitched well for the Sailors through five innings. Two runs, four hits. Walter's runs earned. Five strikeouts, 70 pitches. Gave way to Ben Bogan in the sixth, who was efficient. Struck out two. Still tied at two as we go. The seventh, C.J. Waters swings and misses. And this is Jack Fisher batting for Waters. Off the bench. A one pitch from Evan Heil, still on the mound. Fly ball to right field. High fly ball. Mason Markovich can't get to it. It's going to bounce over the fence for a ground rule double. Jack Fisher coming off the bench with a ground rule double. And the go-ahead run for the Sailors in position. Jack Fisher takes a fastball and sends it deep. Heil now up to 83 pitches, and he's got some trouble here. Wiley Cotter. No, this isn't Cotter. Let's see. This is number 17, Spencer Burns. Pinch hitting. He looks at ball one. Burns batting for Cotter. That pitch in there for a strike. One and one to Spencer Burns in the eight hole. Coach Ibarra trying to get something going for the Sailors. 1-1 pitch. They're going to throw to second base, but Jackson Irving not covering just to keep Burns honest. 1-1 count to Burns. Fisher at second base, that leadoff double. Next pitch. Popped up. This is skied. Irving calling for it. He calls off Gare, and Irving makes the catch. He saw it first and wisely called off Adam Gare. One away. Brings up Dylan Gormley, the catcher. The number nine hitter. He's singled in the second inning. Flied out to right to end the fourth. Heil's first pitch. Fastball fouled off. 0-1. Heil with the 0-1 pitch to Gormley. They're going to throw to second base, and Fisher gets back. Jack Fisher coming off the bench, batting for Waters. Strokes an 0-1 pitch to deep right, almost left the yard. Bounced over the fence with a ground rule double. Next pitch. Popped up. That's fouled back out of play. And it's 0-2 to Gormley. Eight pitches this inning. 88 for the game for Evan Heil. Pitching a great game. It'd be a shame to lose this one. Here's the 0-2 to Gormley. A couple looks at second base. Here's the pitch. That's high and outside. That's one ball, two strikes. Isle comes set at the belts. The 1-2 pitch to Gormley. Curveball went way outside. And it's 2-2. Two, 2-2 to Gormley. Isle's pitch. Fastball fouled back. Just got a piece of it. Sailors 0-7 in league. Demons 1-6 in West Slope play. Tight ball game here. Great pitching duel. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the 2-2 to Gormley. Foul back. High fastball. Couldn't lay off. Just got a piece of it. Pyle, the next pitch. Here's the 2-2. Curveball, called strike three. I thought he was going to swing. He just went to his knees. That thing was just dirty. 11 strikeouts for Evan Heil. Oh, my goodness. Caught window shopping at a wicked curve. And there's two outs. Gormley called out, looking at strike three. Uncle Charlie paid a visit. Walker Ripley, he was a strikeout victim in the fifth. He's 0 for 3. First pitch popped up and drifts out of play. 0-1. That was just a nasty looking curve. 11 strikeouts for Evan Heil. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Walker Ripley, the leadoff batter. In the dirt. Good stop by Landeros, but heading down to third is Fisher. And now it's 1-1. The go-ahead run for the Sailors 90 feet away with two outs. One-one count to Walker Ripley. Isle comes set at the belts. Here's the pitch. Strike. On the outside corner, 1-2. Here comes the 15th pitch of the inning. The 1-2. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Six pitches now for Evan Heil. Here's the 2-2 to Walker Ripley. Ground fly ball into right field. Base hit just out of the reach of Adam Garrett, second base. A line drive, and Ripley smokes one, and he's pounded his chest. May have given the Sailors the win. And that's 97 for Evan Heil. I think he's done. Oh, man, oh, man. 11 strikeouts, and he is going to be pulled here. Jack Fisher coming off the bench with a leadoff ground rule double. Gets to third on a wild pitch, or a pass ball, rather. And Ripley, who was 0 for 3, lines one to right field for the base hit. And might be the winning hit. That was hit hard, and Dawson Holmes will wait his turn. And it's going to be Jackson Irving taking over on the mound. He takes his warm-ups. We'll take a quick break. 3-2 Steamboat. Two outs, top of the seventh. This is KMTS. Well, the Steamboat Springs Sailors take the lead 3-2 in the top of the seventh inning. The inning started off with Jack Fisher coming off the bench, batting for C.J. Waters in the seven hole. And on an 0-1 pitch, he strokes one to right field. It bounces over the fence for a ground rule double. A pass ball sends him to third base. Evan Heil doing a great job. Ended up getting Spencer Burns to fly out to second. Popped out, rather. Then Dylan Gormley struck out swinging on a great curveball on a 2-2 pitch. And then Walker Ripley with two outs. Lines one to right field on a 2-2 pitch. Stroked it to right just beyond the reach of Adam Gare to knock in Jack Fisher for the go-ahead run. And now Jackson Irving on the mound trying to close the door for Steamboat. And the first pitch is popped up left side, and it's out of play to Dawson Holmes. Sailors looking for that first league win, and they're getting close. Meanwhile, next pitch, curveball, good looking curve, just missed. Wow, that looked good. 1-1 count to Dawson Holmes and Jackson Irving. So Evan Heil goes to first base. Next pitch in the dirt from Irving. 2-1 to Dawson Holmes. Next pitch. Fastball inside, and it's 3-1. Walker Ripley at first base. 3-2 Steamboat. Two outs, top of the seventh. 3-2 pitch. That's in there for a strike, and the count goes full to Dawson Holmes. He's 0 for 3 with a strikeout, ground out, and a flyout. Irving comes set. Here's the 3-2. Ground ball into right field. Base hit. Scooped up by Markovich. It'll be runners at the corners for Jesse Hamrick. Oh, can you believe this? And Evan Heil still responsible for the runner at third. Boy, oh boy. Goes 7 2/3. Gives up two hits. Don't know how many runs yet. 11 strikeouts, 5 walks, 97 pitches. My unofficial count. Runners at the corners for Jesse Hamrick. 3-2 Steamboat, 2 outs, top of the 7th. Hamrick, a right-hander. He's 0 for 3. Fly out, 2 strikeouts. First pitch. Ripped to left field. Base hit. Unbelievable. It's now 4-2 Steamboat, and it's first and second for Ben Bogan, who's walked three times. And they're celebrating in the Steamboat dugout, as they should be. Jesse Hamrick with an RBI single. Four to two. Steamboat. Jackson Irving. First pitch to Bogan. Inside corner, strike one. Oh, so close. Irving from the stretch. The 0-1 pitch. That's high and outside. 1-1. Holmes got a huge lead at second base, not being held. 1-1 count to Ben Bogan, the cleanup hitter. 3 walks. That's a ground ball into center field. Base hit. That's going to score another one. Here comes Holmes. It's 5-2 Steamboat Springs. A 3-run lead now for the Sailors. First and second, still 2 outs. And Jake Hamrick struck out twice, grounded out. Swings and misses, 0-1. Throw down to third base. They got him! As Hamrick trying to take third, and Landeros throws him out. And that'll do it for the Sailors. Oh, my goodness. The damage done, though. Three runs for the Sailors on one, two, three, four hits. No, one, two, three. Yeah, four hits. No errors. One runner left. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Steamboat 5, Glenwood 2. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field, the Glenwood Demons find themselves trailing the Steamboat Sailors 5-2 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Adam Gehr leading things off, followed by Cole Sherrick and Christian Landeros. First pitch from Ben Bogan. Fastball in there for a strike. Sailors looking to snap a 12-game losing streak to Glenwood. Get their first league win of the season. 0-1 pitch to Gehr. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. So Heil, two runs, both of them earned two hits, 7 2/3 innings, 11 strikeouts, stands to lose the game. Swing and a miss, down goes Gehr. One away. And it's Willie Marshall, pinch hitting. No. Sorry, this is Leo Mraz. Leo Mraz hitting for Sherrick. Here in the seventh, first pitch to Mraz. In there for a strike. And Bogan working quickly. Left-hander winds and delivers the 0-1. There's a fly ball to left field. It's playable. Waters is there to make the basket catch. Boy, oh boy, he lost it in the sun. Came in and caught it in front of him in the basket. And that was fortunate. Quickly, there's two away. Leo flies out. And then now it's Willie Marshall batting for Landeros. Willie Marshall. His first at bat. Two quick outs. Sailors one out away from snapping a 12-game losing streak to Glenwood. First pitch is a ball to Marshall. Pitch to Willie. Fastball, chopper to second. This could do it. Scooped up by Cotter. Throws. Got him. Ball game. The Sailors snap a 12-game losing streak. They beat the Demons 5-2.
Demons, you're still in it. You're still in it.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. 5-2, the final score. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Wrapping things up here in game one. Disappointing loss for the Glenwood Demons. And especially disappointing for the starting pitcher, Evan Heil. We'll get to that in a second. Demons, two runs on four hits. They put up zeros in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. They committed one error and stranded four. For Steamboat, they get their first league win of the season. 1-7, now 4-9 overall. Glenwood falls to 1-7. 7-10 overall. For the Sailors, five runs, five hits, five men stranded. Ben Bogan, in relief, gets the win. He struck out one, two, three batters. Didn't walk anybody. He was very efficient. Hamrick, no decision, 70 pitches, pitched five innings, four hits, two runs, both of them earned, struck out five. And here's the disappointing number, figures for Evan Heil, an outstanding performance by Evan. 97 pitches, 11 strikeouts, walked five, gave up two runs, two hits, 7 2/3 innings. His ERA will drop, but his record goes to 1-3. And, boy, just heartbreaking loss for Evan Heil. 5-2, the final score. The loss, or, yeah, Heil takes a loss because that go-ahead run did score. Jackson Irving came in on relief, pitched a third of an inning, gave up three runs, three hits, all of them earned. 5-2, the final score, Steamboat over Glenwood. Game two coming up in just a little bit. As Glenwood goes to 1-7 in league, 7-10 overall. Steamboat 1-7 now in league. And their first win over Glenwood in 12 games. All right, that'll do it for game one. 5-2, the final, Steamboat over Glenwood. Back with game two a little bit later on here on KMTS. Welcome back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. We're underway with game two. The Glenwood Demons lost a heartbreaker to the Steamboat Springs Sailors. Sailors snapping a 12-game losing streak to the Demons, beating them 5-2. Evan Heil pitched a brilliant game, went 7 2/3, took the loss. Unfortunately, 11 strikeouts, 105 pitches. I had him at 97. Runners at the corners for the Demons here. Demons are the visiting team. And the first pitch in the dirt to Braxton Mims, and the run comes home to score. As Nathan Grosskopf scores, it started off Jackson Irving hit a line shot to first base and a leaping grab by Jake Hemrick at first to retire him on one pitch. Grosskopf comes up, takes the first pitch, and drills it to the right center field gap for a double. Heil with an infield single. He's now at second base. Then we had a wild pitch, and Mims scored from third. So 1-0 Demons with Heil at second. And here's Mims fouling it into the Glenwood bullpen. Two balls, one strike. Mims is DHing today for Christian Landeros, who's still behind the plate. So again, the Demons, the visiting team. I got to change my scorebook around. 2-1 pitch, foul at the plate, and it's 2-2. 1-0 Demons, second game just underway. Glenwood now 1-7 in league, 7-10 overall. Steamboat gets their first league win. They're 1-7 and 4-9 overall. 2-2 count to Mims. And Ben Bogan, who finished the game for the Sailors, on the mound. And Mims lines that one foul. Demons coming out a little more aggressive at the plate. Jake Hemrick started for the Sailors in game one. Pitched well, a no decision. Two runs on four hits. Pitched five innings. 2-2 pitch to Braxton Mims. Fouled off. And Bogan came in, struck out four in his two innings of relief to get the win. And conceivably could get two wins in one day. 1-0 Demons, one out. Top of the first, 2-2 pitch to Mims. That's in the dirt. Count is full to Braxton Mims. Mason Markovich on deck. Mims went 1-for-3 in game one. Fouls another one off. Bogan, a big left-hander. Dylan Gormley behind the plate for the Sailors. Outfield is Jack Fisher. Dawson Holmes in center. Landon Bogan is in right. Full count to Braxton Mims. Here's the pitch from Bogan. It's lined into the gap in right center field. And Evan Heil will come home to score easily. Mims headed down to second base, and he's got a double and an RBI. And it's 2-0 Demons. Three hits this inning. Mason Markovich went hitless in game one. Struck out, walked and grounded out twice. 0 for 2. First pitch to Mason. That's in the dirt. In a, just a beautiful cloudless sky this last day of April. Keith Harris, my partner, is out of town today. 1-0 count to Mason Markovich. And the pitch. High and tight. 2-0. Same umpiring crew. They just switched around. Different umpire behind the plate today for game two. Two balls, no strikes. Strikes to Mason Markovich. Here's the pitch from Bogan. That's in there for a strike. Leo Mraz starting game two. He's on deck. Next pitch. That's high and outside. That's the hitter's count, 3-1. Infield for Steamboat. Jesse Hamrick at third. Walker Ripley at short. Spencer Burns at second. Jake Hamrick at first. 3-1 count. Here's the pitch from Bogan. Chopped foul, and it stays foul. And the count is full to Mason. Full count to Mason Markovich. Ben Bogan with the pitch. That's nice. Ripped. Fair ball just inside the bag at first. That's going to be a two-bagger for Mason Markovich and an RBI. Here's the throw, not in time. Sliding safely, Markovich. And that one was off the end of the bat. Going the other way just inside the bag at first for an RBI double. 4 hits this inning. Boy, the Demons couldn't touch Ben Bogan as he was finishing the game, pitching the last 2 innings. And they're ripping the ball on him now. 3 doubles this inning and an infield single. 3-0, Glenwood. First pitch to Leo Mraz is a ball. Jordan Mraz is going to start on the mound for Glenwood. Top of the first, 3-0 Demons. Next pitch, that's hit foul. Went the other way. Going toward first. 1-1, Jordan Mraz on deck. Appreciate the Icelandic family and Dave Heil and everyone cooking up burgers and dogs. Bratwurst, ground ball to short. Ripley up with it. Throws. Weak throw. It's dropped. Everybody's safe. It bounced up there, so an errant throw by Ripley. E6. Now we got runners at the corners. Markovich at third, Mraz at first, and Jordan Mraz at the plate with one out. Big first inning for the Demons. First pitch, grounder back to the mound. Bogan up with it and throws Mraz out at first. 2 away, the runners move up, or Leo Mraz runs up to second base. So second and third for Willie Marshall. Two outs. Willie Marshall did not play in game one. Ben Bogan with the first pitch. That's inside. Fastball. Marshall batting .286 on the season. 1-0 pitch from Bogan. Outside, 2-0. This is the pitch number 17 from Ben Bogan. Make it 18. 2-0 pitch to Marshall. That's high.
Okay, we're loading the bases now.
3-0. Zach Pidcock would be next. 2 outs, 3-0 Demons. Big left-hander with the 3-0 pitch. That bounces up there. The bases are loaded.
Bases loaded.
Good job, Willie.
Boy, Bill Bogan looks like a different pitcher. He was his country hardball, throwing gas in the two innings of relief to get the win in game one. And they have hit him hard, including Jackson Irving's leadoff line out to first was hit hard, but a nice catch made by Jay Kemmerich at first, a leaping grab. First pitch to Zach Pidcock. That's in there for a strike. Both teams got fed with the Nieslandic beef. That was pretty tasty. 0-1 pitch to Pidcock. That's inside, 1-1. Ben Bogan up to 21 pitches now. 1-1 delivery. That's in the dirt. Good stop by Dylan Gormley. 2-1. And everyone's batted for Glenwood here in the first inning. Bogan with the 2-1 pitch. Comes high with a fastball, 3-1.
Okay. Batter's pitch.
Three balls, one strike to Zach Pidcock. Base is loaded, two outs. Here's the pitch. That's high, ball four. And Pidcock gets credit for an RBI. Walks in a run. 4-0 Demons. Mraz to third. Marshall to second. Pidcock to first. And Jackson Irving. First pitch in this inning. Lined one to first. And a great leaping grab by Jake Hemrick. First pitch, ball one. Next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. So again, Glenwood, I thought it was going to be both home games, but since Steamboat really doesn't have a home field, they get to be home team. Next pitch, fouled off. That one's skied. And it's playable, but no, it ends up drifting out of play as Landon Ripley and Wright. Jay Kemmerick running for it. Now 0-2 to Jackson Irving. 4-0 Demons. Bogan from the stretch. Base is loaded. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Irving. That's outside. That was close. Now, the umpire in game one might have called that a strike. 2-2 count to Irving. Here's the pitch. That's ripped in the gap, left center field. That'll score two. Mraz scores. Willie Marshall scores. Heading down to third. Is Zach Pidcock, a two-run shot for Jackson Irving. And the hit parade continues. And here comes Coach Ibarra to talk to Ben Bogan. Every ball's been hit hard. It's 5-0. 6-0 Glenwood. And we got a conference at the mound. Six nothing Glenwood. Two outs. Nathan Grosskopf started the hit parade with a ringing double to right center field. Jackson Irving with a couple of RBIs. The meeting is adjourned. Ben Bogan will stay out there. And Steamboat's game one win snapped a 12-game losing streak to Glenwood. First pitch to Nathan Grosskopf. Fastball. Low and outside. Bogan says, man, I swear that was a strike in the first game.
the swing.
1-0 pitch to Grosskopf. High fly ball, shallow left, drifting back as Ripley from shortstop and makes the catch in shallow left to end the inning. The Demons send 11 batters to the plate. Six of them end up scoring on 1, 2, 3, four hits. No errors, two runners left. After one, it's Glenwood, or half an inning. It's Glenwood 6. Steamboat coming up. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. And boy, Mike Summers, bless his heart, would love to hear songs like this. Some good old-fashioned classic rock. Cream, Eric Clapton. Demons up 6-0 after half an inning. They're the visiting team here at, on their home field. Steamboat coming up here. Six runs on four hits for the Demons. Walker Ripley will lead things off, followed by Dawson Holmes and then Jesse Hemrick. Outfield for Glenwood. Nathan Grosskopf is in left. Zach Bidcock in center. Willie Marshall is in right. The infield, Mason Markovich, he played right field in game one. He's at third base here in game two. Jackson Irving in short. Leo Moraz at second. Evan Heil at first. Christian Landeros behind the plate. And Jordan Moraz, he is on the bump for Glenwood. Jordan with a 4.36 ERA, 4.36, 2-2 on the season. 17 and two-thirds innings he's pitched. Strike one to Walker Ripley. Moraz, a right-hander, rocks and delivers the 0-1 to Ripley. Fastball comes high. 1-1. Moraz has struck out 14 on the season. The senior with the 1-1 pitch. That's inside. 2-1. And Christian Landeros doing yeoman's duty behind the plate. Jordan Moraz with the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball is second. Moraz up with it. Leo throws. Got him. Nice play by Leo. Had to go to his right. Played that nicely. And the leadoff hitter is retired. Dawson Holmes, the batter, center fielder. Holmes was 1-for-4 in game one with a run scored. Ball 1 to Holmes. Holmes a strikeout victim also in game one. 11 Ks for Evan Hiley in the loss. Ground ball back to the box over the glove of Jordan Moraz and finds its way to center field for a base hit. Jordan made an attempt, just got past. It was hit pretty hard right back to the box. So a one-out single for Dawson Holmes. Jesse Hamrick, the batter.
No strategy whatsoever. Yeah.
First pitch. That's lined into left field for a base hit. Holmes will take a turn at second and hold up there. Back-to-back singles for the Sailors.
Okay, show him the heat now.
Hamrick was 1-for-4 in game one. Struck out twice. Ben Bogan, the batter, got the win in game one. He walked three times, and then his fourth time in the at-bat in the seventh inning, knocked in a run. Jordan Moraz with the first pitch to the left-hander. That fastball's in there for a strike. Jordan Mraz. Next pitch. That's inside. 1-1. Here's the 11th pitch of the inning for Jordan Mraz. The 1-1 pitch. Again inside. And it's 2-1 to Ben Bogan, cleanup hitter. Ben Bogan throws left, bats left, heading the count 2-1. Mraz with the pitch. Comes back with a fastball way outside, 3-1. Tonight is prom night for Glenwood Springs High School. One out, runners at first and second for Ben Bogan, and he's heading the count 3-1. Mraz, a couple looks at second base. And the 3-1 offering. Ground ball to third. Markovic knocks it down, picks it up, throws, got him. Nice recovery by Mason Markovic. Ben Bogan, not the fleetest of foot, but still a good play by Mason Markovic. Kept that triangle that they ask you to do as an infielder. Staying low. If you bobble it, it'll bounce up, hit you in the chest. He barehanded it and then threw a strike for two outs. Runners move up to second and third. Jake Hamrick, the batter. And he fouls it off. Jake Hamrick was 0 for 3 in game one. 0-1 pitch. Ground ball to short. Nice play by Jackson Irving. Throws him out. And the Sailors turned away. No runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left. After one, it's Glenwood 6, Steamboat 1. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood. Glenwood Demons looking for a split with the Steamboat Sailors. Sailors actually not a 12-game losing streak. They snapped a 13-game losing streak when you count the April 3rd game against Glenwood in that tournament at Roaring Fork High School, where Glenwood won it 13-7. So a 13-game losing streak. Steamboat snapped as they got the win in game two. 5-2, the final score. Demons up 6-0 as we go to the second inning. Evan Heil leading things off, had an infield single in the first. First pitch from Bogan, swing and a miss. Bogan's 0-1. Check swing, he held up. They check with the first base. Oh, they call it, the first base umpire says strike. That didn't look real decisive. It's the appeal made by Dylan Gormley behind the plate. There's the 0-2 to Heil. Swing and a miss, down he goes. Dropped by Gormley. And the throw is dropped, and Heil is safe. I guess you got to give an error to the catcher. Throw was low. Register a strikeout, but not an out. Strikeout and the E2 as Heil is safe at first. So far, the ball. Things going Glenwood's way. They lead 6-0. First pitch popped up by Mims as the DH. Gormley giving it a chase, and it's out of play. Mims with an RBI double in the first inning. For Mims, his third double of the season, 16th RBI. 0-1 pitch from Bogan, swing and a miss. And it's 0-2, Mims DHing today, or the second game for Landeros. Bogan with the 0-2. It's way outside, sails to the backstop, and Heil Hustles down to second base. One ball, two strikes. Bogut up to 26 pitches, by unofficial count. 1-2 pitch to Braxton Mims. That's in the dirt. That's 2-2. Mason Markovic on deck. 6 runs on 4 hits so far for the Demons. Next pitch. Strike 3 called. Mims took a look at the ump, said, really? Are you kidding me? Well, there's one out. Correct that. 6 runs on 5 hits for the Demons. Mason Markovic, one of those 5 hits, a double. Drove in a run in the first inning. Looks at ball one. So Boga with 2 strikeouts. 1-0 pitch to Markovic. In there for a strike. One and one. Leo Mraz on deck. Next pitch. In the dirt. 2-1. Bogan glances at second. Here's the 2-1. Markovic rips it to right field. Base hit. Heil will be sent home. 7-0, and another RBI for Mason Markovic. His second hit. After going hitless in game one. And it's 7-0 Glenwood. One out, Leo Mraz, the batter, aboard on an error. Scored a run in the first inning. Bogan's first pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Gormley. 1-0. Markovic, short lead. Throw to first. Mason back safely. One ball, no strikes to Leo Mraz. And the wind's starting to kick up here in game two. It's pretty calm in the first game. Markovic takes off. The pitch is outside. Gets off the glove of Gormley, and Markovic with a steal. I think he would have made it anyway. An RBI opportunity for Leo Mraz. What a pitch to Mraz. Grounder to short, and he's going to go to third for a forced ball. Hit the runner, Markovic. Poor throw, and Mason is safe. Mraz aboard on a fielder's choice. Markovic at third, still one out. First and third for Jordan Mraz. Jordan grounded back to the pitcher in the first inning. Logan's first pitch, fouled back. Bogan up to 30 pitches now, approximately. Runners at the corners for Jordan Mraz. 7-0 Demons. They're going to toss over to first. Bogan comes set. Here's the 0-1 to Jordan Mraz. Now they're going to throw to first again. Ball gets away, and coming home to score is Markovic.
That's a run.
8-0 Glenwood. That's an E1.
Like it.
As Leo did not advance to second,
pressure is really rattling.
And still 0-1 count to Jordan Mraz. That pitch is outside. Throw down to second base offline, and Leo with a steal.
In easily.
Eight nothing Glenwood. Six in the first, two here in the second. And a 1-1 count to Jordan Mraz. We're waiting for the center fielder, Dawson Holmes, to tie his cleats. And we're ready to go. Jordan Mraz trying to pick up a run here. Starting pitcher's got an 8-0 lead. 1-1 count. Here's the pitcher, Bogan. That's in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. There's the pitch, Jordan Mraz. That's slowing outside, 3-1. Bogan looked just unhittable in his two innings of relief to get the win in game one, but he's really been rattled here in game two.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
Next pitch, in the dirt. Ball four. Third walk given up by Ben Bogan.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl for the bit I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat.
Got two strikeouts, and now I think that's going to be it for Bogan. Yep. So Bogan's going to go over to first base. While the Sailors make a pitching change, we'll take a break. 8-0 Demons. One out, top of the second inning. This is KMTS. So right-hander Damian Dolson taking over for Steamboat Springs. Dolson did not play in game one. Numbers on Dolson. Or I'm sorry, this is Dobson. Damian Dobson. Misread that from the scorecard. Dobson. Has an ERA of 7 even. He's pitched 10 innings, allowed 21 hits, 18 runs, 10 of them earned. He struck out 8 and walked 8. Damian Dobson. And Ben Bogan still on the hook for two runners out there. Jake Sims running for Jordan Mraz, who walked, and that ended up being it for Bogan. I had him at 37 pitches, two strikeouts. One of those strikeouts ended up being a base runner because it was a drop ball and an error. Three walks, six hits, an inning and a third for Bogan. So Dobson trying to clean up the mess here. 8-0 Demons, one out here in the top of the second. Ground ball to second. Picked up by Spencer Burns. Goes to second. He throws the ball away. A tailor-made 4-6-3 double play, and instead it's an errant throw. And Willie Marshall, or Leo Mraz, comes home to score. Evan Heil down now at third base. And Jake Sims. Pinch running for Mraz. I'm sorry, that's at third. Here's a bunt foul by Zach Pidcock.
Pretty actually is going to look
like
a
Zach. Nice base hit.
So that was Marshall aboard on that error. 9-0 Demons. Here's a strike to Zach Pidcock. It's 0-2. One out. Yeah. 0-2 pitch. Fouled back. Still 0-2 to Pidcock. So 9 runs across for the Demons. Next pitch. That's a little high. 1-2 to Pidcock. Still one out. Here's the pitch. Pidcock checked his swing. Did he appeal the first? Okay, he did. 2-2.
You got it, Zach. Have some fun.
See you, Zach.
Damian Dobson with a 2-2 pitch. That's inside. Ball 3. Full count. Payoff pitch to Pidcock. Ball 4. The bases are loaded. Pidcock walks for the second time today. Back to the top of the order. Jackson Irving. We're bringing a heart sharp line out to first in the first inning. And singled and knocked in 2 runs in the second inning. Ball 1 to Jackson Irving. One oh pitch. Irving looks at ball 2 high from Dobson.
Got bases loaded.
Pitch in the dirt. Runners hold. It's 3-0 to Jackson Irving.
Back off over there.
Dobson behind the count, 3-0. The pitch is in there for a strike. 3-1 to Jackson Irving. Nathan Groskop on deck.
Okay, hitter's pitch.
Here's the 3-1 from Dobson. That's nice. Ripped to left field. Trouble for Fisher. Comes back, makes the catch. Tagging to score from third is Mraz, or rather Sims, as the courtesy runner. It's 10-0 Glenwood. An RBI for Jackson Irving.
Nice rip. Number 2, nice rip.
2 outs. 3 RBIs for Jackson Irving. And Nathan Groskop doubled in the first. Scored a run. 10-0 Glenwood. First pitch to Groskop. Checked his swing.
Good eye, Nate.
Ball 1. Bogan up to 10 pitches. Or not Bogan, Dobson, rather. Next pitch. High. Tomahawks it. Tough play for the shortstop. Everybody's safe.
Yeah.
He kind of hit it on the handle, did Groskop. Slow grounder, a little dribbler to Walker Ripley. He charged it, picked it up on the infield, and no play. Is everyone safe? Infield single for Grosskopf, and the hit parade continues. Bases loaded for Evan Heil. Infield single in the first. Struck out on an error, errant throw. He scored two runs. He looks at strike one from Dobson. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Heil swings and misses. Fooled by that off-speed pitch. It's 0-2. Here's the 0-2 to Heil. Fouled off right side. Bogan giving it a look and can't make the catch near the fence. Heil's still alive. 14 pitches now for Dobson. Dobson from the stretch and the 0-2 to Heil. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Boy, he swung for all he was worth. Almost came out of his shoes. That'll do it for Glenwood, but they score four runs on just two hits. A couple of walks. Fielder's choice. Stolen bases. Lots going on in that inning. Just two hits, though. Two errors, and the bases were left loaded. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It is Glenwood 10, Steamboat nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood on this beautiful sunny Saturday afternoon. Glenwood with a 10-0 lead here in game two after dropping game one 5-2. Demons the visiting team here in game two. Six runs in the first, four in the second. And Landon Ripley, his first at bat for Steamboat, facing Jordan Mraz. First pitch, fastball is looped to left field. That's going to be caught. Amazing catch. Jackson Irving on his horse in a full sprint. Reaches up and makes a tremendous catch in shallow left. That was crazy good. That was spectacular. I thought that's surely going to drop for a hit. Swing and a miss there by number 34, Damian Dobson. In for Fisher. Ground ball to third. Markovich up with it, throws across the diamond. Two away, just like that. Two up, two down for Spencer Burns, number 17. First pitch from Jordan Mraz, swing and a miss. Good fastball, tailed away. Nothing in one. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Here's the 0-2. Strike three called. Boy, that was quick. Wow. 1-2-3, nothing across for the Sailors. We play two, it's 10-0 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Some defensive changes for Glenwood. Cooper Lutke is now in right field for Marshall. Aiden Peters now in center for Zach Pidcock. Hey, Jordan Mraz still on the hill for the Glenwood Demons. Demons 11 runs on 9 hits. They've stranded 7. Mraz had a 1-2-3 inning in the second. He'll face Dylan Gormley, the catcher, for the first time, and then back to the top of the order. First pitch from Jordan. Fastball inside. Ball one. Steamboat, the designated home team here in this second game. Since they really don't have a home field to speak of. 1-0 pitch to Gormley. Fouled off. It's 1-1. Gormley, then Walker Ripley, and then Dawson Holmes. Here's the 24th pitch. Jordan Mraz fouled off. Again, in game one, Evan Heil pitched brilliantly, but suffered the loss. 7 2/3 innings, 2 runs, both of them earned 11 strikeouts, 104 pitches. 1-2 pitch. That's outside to Dylan Gormley, 2-2. Mraz with the 2-2. Fastball, ground ball up the middle. Irving is there. Gloves it nicely. Nice stretch. A good dig by Evan Heil. Nicely done, both ends. Low pitch, the throw was a little bit low, but Heil, good focus, nice stretch. Able to dig it out, and there's one away. And the batter's Walker Ripley grounded out to second in the first inning. First pitch to Walker. Nice looking curveball in there for a strike. Here's the 0-1 to Walker Ripley. Fastball came inside, 1-1. No runs, 2 hits for the Sailors. Mraz winds and delivers the 1-1. Curveball comes the outside corner. Just missed, a little low, 2-1. Mraz stands squarely on the mound, then goes into his windup. A pitch. That's on the inside corner. Boy, way to nibble at the corners there. Going in and out, good location. 2-2 now to Walker Ripley. Jordan gets the sign from Christian Landeros, the 2-2. Fastball back up the middle. Got past Ripley. Scooped up by Irving. Throws, got him, what a play! Jackson Irving with a brilliant play. Oh, that kid is flashing the leather today. He makes an incredible catch in the last inning. That play, he had to go at least 20 feet to his left behind the bag at second. It was ticketed for center field. He scoops it up and in one motion on the run throws a strike to Heil for the second out. That was outstanding. Give him another Nieslanic hamburger. That was amazing. Dawson Holmes, the batter, he singled in the first inning. Had the count 1-0. The pitch in the dirt, now 2-0. It was hit hard right back at the middle, just under Jordan Mraz's glove at the mound. And there was Jackson Irving with a brilliant play. Here's the 2-0 to Dawson Holmes. Good curveball slapped into left field for a base hit. He's 2-for-2. So Holmes a tough out. Holmes had one hit and 4 at-bats in the first game. He's got 2 hits today in the second game. Batter's Jesse Hamrick. He also singled in the first inning. 2 outs. First pitch to Hamrick. They bluff the throw down to first. 1-0 count to Hamrick. This pitch was low and outside. Hey, Jordan Mraz with the 1-0 pitch. Way outside. Throw down to first base. Throws a little high. If it was a little bit lower and toward the infield, they might have had a tag out. 2-0 to Jesse Hamrick. Dawson Holmes creeping off the bag. Now big lead. Fly ball popped up. Tough play. Is it going to be Irving again with a brilliant catch? Jackson Irving records all the outs in the third inning. Oh, man, did he have his Wheaties today. Pop out to end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Three brilliant plays by Jackson Irving. And one runner left. After three, it's Glenwood 11, Steamboat nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. Jackson Irving, what an inning for him. Flashing the leather at shortstop. Two brilliant plays. And a third play to end the inning that was just as good. You got Gormley. On a great play behind the bag, threw him out. So he had to go to his left, got the ground ball behind the bag at second, and in one motion threw him out. Got Walker Ripley on the ground out. I'm sorry, the Gormley, he got him to... Oh, yeah, no, his play in the second inning. I'm catching up here. Made a backhand grab on Landon Ripley's pop-out that was going for left field. And three spectacular plays in the third inning. And now here's Jackson Irving leading things off here in the fourth. 11-0 Demons. Irving has three RBIs. And he swings and fouls off the first pitch. From Damian Dobson, 0-1. Single, lined out, and in a sac fly that scored a run. Looks at ball one, a slow curve, a little high. One pitch. That's lined hit. Backhand eats up Walker Ripley at short and a base hit. Give him an infield single. Even if he gloves it cleanly, I don't think he throws him out. Leadoff infield single for Irving. Nathan Groskup, the batter. He fouls one off toward third. 11-0 Demons on 10 hits now. A one count to Nathan Groskup. Double, infield single. Throw to first. And Irving back. Dobson with the 0-1. Irving, big lead at first. Chopper, gloved by the third baseman Hammer. Goes to second for a force, and the ball is dropped.
Yeah. Two men on from Nate.
And the batter is Cole Sherrick. Batting for Heil. Fielder's choice for Groskup. Irving safe at second because of the error by the second baseman. Dropped the ball. Now a conference at the mound. Is this it for Dobson? It appears so. While the Sailors make some changes, we'll take a break. 11-0 Glenwood. This is KMTS. So Dawson Holmes coming in to pitch for the Sailors, the third pitcher for Steamboat. Holmes comes in from center field. 11-0 Glenwood. No outs here in the top of the fourth inning. So Holmes inherits two base runners. Holmes taking his warm-up pitches. Demons 11 runs on 11 hits. Jordan Mraz cruising along. At 34 pitches unofficially. Meanwhile, Ben Bogan, who finished game one in strong fashion, getting the win in relief, struggled, pitched an inning in the third, gave up eight runs, six of them earned, six hits, three walks, two strikeouts. He stands to lose this game. So in center field, it's Jake Hamrick first pitch gets to the backstop, throw is wide and almost went into the outfield. Good play by Jesse Hamrick to save that run. On the wild pitch, runners go to second and third. Irving at third, Grosskopf at second. 1-0 count to Cole Sherrick batting for Evan Heil. And the pitch. And fastball's in there for a strike from Dawson Holmes. Next pitch. Fly ball, shallow right center field. Rushing in is Ripley. It falls for a hit. Coming in to score is Irving. And it's 12-0 Glenwood. First cup down to third. Sherrick with a hit. And an RBI. First and third. Nobody out for Landeros getting the bat. The runner takes off from first. Ball bounces off the mask of Gormley. Coming home to score is Grosskopf. And it's 13-0 Glenwood. And on the play, Sherrick goes down to third. So Mims was DHing for Landeros. Now Christian getting the bat. Heading the count 1-0. Pitch. Cued foul. Well, it's been a disastrous second game for Steamboat. 1-0 count to Christian Landeros. Here's the pitch. Foul toward the Glenwood dugout, 1-1. Still nobody out in the fourth inning. This is reminiscent of Eagle Valley struggles in game two against Rifle. They just ran out of arms and couldn't get Gavin Peterson out. Here's the 1-1 to Landeros. Way outside from Holmes. And diving for it is Gormley. He's been taking a beating. 2-1 count. Holmes with a 2-1 pitch. In the dirt, that gets to the backstop, and they're going to hold Sherrick there at third.
Good, isn't it?
Three balls, one strike to Christian Landeros. Talking to one of the assistant coaches for Steamboat, he said, we're very young, a lot of freshmen, which is good for the future of the program, but it's growing pains going through this. That's popped up, playable for the first baseman, Bogan, and he'll make the catch. There's the first out. One away for Mason Markovich. 13-0 Glenwood. First pitch to Markovich. Fastball misses high and away. 1-0. Markovich a double, single, walked, scored three runs. One-oh pitch. That's in the dirt. Good stop by Gormley. 2-0.
Look for your pitch.
Next pitch from Holmes. In there for a strike. 2-1. Demons a game one loser, 5-2, coming back with a vengeance here in game two. Next pitch is belted to right center field for a base hit and another RBI for Mason Markovich.
Hey, Mace, what a pretty sound.
His third hit, third RBI, and it's 14-0 Glenwood. And it's Leo Mraz. Raz, born in an error, fielder's choice, hit by a pitch, scored two runs. First pitch fouled off. It's 0-1 to Leo Mraz. His brother Jordan on deck. Actually, it's Jake Sims. He's going to get to swing the bat. Jordan, I imagine, will stay out there and pitch. This pitch, a curveball, just missed inside, 1-1 to Leo. I mean, stars abound in this second game for Glenwood, but I'm just so impressed by Jackson Irving. 1-1 pitch to Mraz. That's belted into left to right center field. That'll drop for a hit off the glove of Jake Hamrick. Mason Markovich goes down to third. Mraz into second base. And give Leo Mraz a double. Markovich down to third, still just one out. Mraz with his first hit, and Jake Sims batting for Jordan Mraz.
Go,
14-0 Glenwood. One out in the top of the fourth. Umpire telling the pitcher, Holmes, you'll go when I say you're ready. When I give you the signal. Here we go. First pitch to Sims. That gets to the backstop. And Coach Nieslanek holding the runners, much like Coach Troy Phillips did with Rifle last night when they had a huge lead. Just go station to station, and you got to advance with a hit. But those wild pitches, just stay home. That's just good sportsmanship in the game of baseball. 1-0 pitch. Good dig there by Gormley. 2-0 to Jake Sims. Three runs scored this inning. Next pitch sails to the backstop. Runners hold. 3-0. 14-0 Glenwood, one out. It's the top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, that's right.
3-0 count to Jake Sims. Holmes with the pitch. That hit him. Ooh, that hurts. Ouch. Holmes certainly did not mean to do that. And now the bases are loaded for Cooper Luedtke. The umpire strikes back. Okay. Base is loaded for Cooper Luedtke, who went up to the plate in the third inning and grabbed it back to the box. That one off the mask of Dylan Gormley. And he's, that poor kid is taking a pounding. Look at his body language. He's like, I'm done with this. 1-0 count to Luedtke. Base is loaded. One out. 14-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Luedtke. That's high. 2-0. Looks like Aiden Peters will swing the bat. And Steamboat evidently has just run out of arms. There's the 2-0 pitch to Luedtke. That gets away. Runners hold. 3-0. And Holmes doing his darndest to just put the ball in play. Three-oh pitch to Cooper Luedtke. That's in there for a strike. 3-1. Here's the payoff pitch. 3-1 pitch to Cooper. That bounces up to the plate, and everyone's got to move up, unfortunately, for Steamboat. 15-0 Glenwood. Aiden Peters the batter, and here comes assistant coach, and that's it for Dawson Holmes. And he's looking to his left fielder. That's number 11. No, that's not 11. That's not Ben Bogan. So that'll do it for Dawson Holmes. Bring in another right-hander. Fifteen to nothing, Glenwood. It's number 21, Jesse Hamrick.
Yeah, I sent you the wrong one.
Well, he takes his warm-up pitches. We'll take a break. 15-0 Glenwood, one out, top of the fourth. This is KMTS. So Jake Hamrick comes in to take over on the mound for the Steamboat Spring Sailors. The fourth pitcher for Steamboat, Ben Bogan, started the game. He finished the game in game one and got the win. Steamboat played well, got the 5-2 victory to snap a 13-game losing streak to Glenwood. Bogan started the second game, went an inning in the third, gave up 8 runs, 6 of them earned, 6 hits, struck out 2, walked 3. Damian Dobson came in, wasn't very effective. Gave up 4 runs. Holmes struggled. Gives up 4 runs here in the fourth inning. 4 hits. And now it's Hamrick facing Aiden Peters, the ninth batter to reach the come to the plate, and looks at ball one. Warm-up pitches for Hamrick didn't look too promising as he sailed a couple to the backstop.
That's an all-Florida.
And wild pitches at this point. 15-0 score. Coach DeSonic's not going to send anybody home. 1-0 pitch to Peters from Hamrick. That's a fly ball. High and deep to left field in the gap. And making a catch, falling down, was the center fielder tagging up to score. It was Mraz. It's 16-0. That was a great catch in center field. As he fell backwards and a little shaken up. I'm trying to get his number. So he changed outfielders a couple times. And that is still not sure. I can't quite catch the number. You know, the batter is Jackson Irving. There's two outs. 1-0 count to Irving. Next pitch, Irving slaps it into left field for a base hit. Coming over to score is Sims. It's 17-0 Glenwood. And Jackson Irving with his third hit. And fourth RBI for Jackson. 17-0. Nathan Gross kept the batter, throw to second, not in time. Grosskop with a couple of hits.
It's a good swing.
Next pitch from Hamrick. He is high and outside. 1-0. One zero pitch to Grosskop. Jammed him inside, held up his swing. It's 2-0.
Okay, he held up.
And something wrong with Hamrick. Said his finger's bleeding. Umpire asking the coach to take a look at his hand. Umpire's down. A couple of coaches still discussing things. They're bringing out a medical kit. 17-0 Glenwood. Two outs in the top of the fourth. This has been the interminable inning. Well, they tend to. Mr. Hamrick will take a timeout. 17-0, Glenwood with the lead in a runaway game. Looking to easily get the split with Steamboat Springs. They lost game one, 5-2. Meanwhile, the catcher, Dylan Gormley, taking a break, sitting on his tush. Kind of looks like he's a little kid playing in the dirt. And now the whole team's coming in to check on Mr. Hamrick. We'll take a timeout. 17-0 Glenwood, this is KMTS. So it's Wiley Cutter coming in to pitch for Steamboat. I think that was Jack Fisher. That was pitching as Jake Hamrick is in center field. My scorebook is a mess. 17-0 Glenwood. So they're running away with this one. Losing game one, 5-2, but really taking it to the Sailors here in game two. This is the fifth pitcher to appear for the Sailors. Wiley Cotter. And let's see, Cotter has not appeared for the Sailors, has not been on the mound. So this is his debut as Coach Ibarra has just run out of pitchers. Cotter comes in off the bench. Glenwood up 17-0. They scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 runs in this inning. They got first and second with two outs, and coming up to bat, Nathan Grosskopf. He's got an infield single and a double. He scored two runs. Lutke at second, Jackson Irving at first base, and Cotter with the first pitch. Ground ball to short. One hop. He'll go to third for the force, and that'll do it for the Demons. So Cotter gets the job done. Scored 6-5 for the third out. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Finally, it's Glenwood 17, Steamboat nothing. This is KMTS. Glenwood Demons leading the Steamboat Spring Sailors 17-0. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, Steamboat, the home team here in game two, just getting pounded. Well, Mraz is still on the mound, but it's not Jordan. It's Leo. Right now we got Jake Sims at third. Cole Sherrick is at first. Leo Mraz takes over for Jordan. Jordan Mraz, his numbers, 3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, struck out 1, and my unofficial pitch count, 34. Jackson Irving still at second. Jake Sims at third. It's Adam Gare still at second. Ben Bogan the batter. Cole Sherrick at first. Curveball from Leo Mraz is a ball inside. Cooper Lutke in right. Next pitch is outside. 2-0. Aiden Peters is in center now for the Demons. Next pitch, pops straight up. Madero's giving it a look, and it's going to drift out of play. In fact, it hits, bounces off the roof here of our press box.
Yeah, you've seen him move, right?
Yeah, he's like so agile these days.
He's going to come right here.
Take your hat off.
Rose Cup still in left.
Who was that dad that was embarrassing his little kid?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where was that in the ball? He just...
Garrett second. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Ben Bogan. It's set up the handle, foul. 2-2. I think this is it. I think it's a 15-run rule after 4.
Motherly instinct.
It was 4 innings last night when Rifle beat Eagle Valley 19-0. Next pitch is line foul toward left. Count remains 2-2. Leo Mraz in relief of his brother Jordan.
Come on, Leo.
2-2 pitch. Slow curve. Tap foul at the plate.
Job,
Bogan, Hamrick, and Landon Ripley. Leo with a 2-2 pitch. Good curve, but a little bit short, and it's 3-2. Here's the 3-2. Ground ball, chopper. That's going to find its way to center field for a base hit. There's the fourth hit for the Sailors. Brings up Jake Hamrick. Number 15. Grounded out to short back in the first inning. It's only the second at bat for Hamrick. Bogan daring Leo Moraes with a 17-0 lead. Why do you worry about the runner? High fastball, swing and a miss. Nothing and one. I suppose you want the mercy rule win to get out of here early and go get ready for prom, but still, Bogan really not a threat. Throw to first, that bounces up there. Good stop by Sherrick. A one count to Jake Hamrick. Next pitch. Good stop by Landeros. Picks it up. Throws offline. Ill-advised throw. And Bogan with a steal. 1-1 count to Jake Hamrick. Ground ball to short. Scooped up by Irving. Throws. That ball gets away. Bad throw. And Bogan will come home to score. There goes the shutout. To the delight of the Steamboat Sailors. Well, E6. There's the first error committed by Glenwood. 17-1, Demons. And the batter's Landon Ripley. And he popped out the shallow center that was chased down and gloved by Jackson Irving. A brilliant play. First pitch from Leo Moraes. Fouled straight back. 0-1. So Hamrick down at second base on the errant throw. Bogan awarded home. Moraes with the 0-1 pitch to Ripley. Fouled off the end of the bat, and it's 2-2. O-2 pitch to Landon Ripley. Curveball popped up. That's going to drift out of play. Two count to Landon Ripley. Leo Moraes with the pitch. Grounded foul. Hit hard. ...17-1 Glenwood. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Two count to Landon Ripley. Jay Kamrick at second base. Leo Moraes with the pitch. Ripley takes off. Or rather, Hamrick takes off. No throw. And the ball was inside or outside. 1-2. Leo with a 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, good stop by Landeros, keeps it in front of him.
All right, Leo, here we go.
Count is 2-2 to Landon Ripley. Moraes with a 2-2 in the dirt. 3-2. Full count. The pitch is lined to left field. And a nice backhand catch by Grosskopf. Oh, man. That ball was smoked by Ripley. And Nathan Grosskopf just kind of casually running to his right and backhands it on the fly. That was hit hard. Allowed out. One away, and Dobson the batter. Damian Dobson. First pitch way outside. Good backhand stop by Landeros. Oh, 1-0 pitch. High and inside. 2-0 to Dobson. Dobson, one of five pitchers used by Steamboat this afternoon. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Leo Mraz. Popped up. Is it playable? Sherrick calling for it in foul territory. Makes the catch. Good job by Sherrick. And there's two away. And it's now up to Spencer Byrne. No, who is this? This is Ricky Hernandez batting for Burns. First pitch. And that gets the backstop. Coming home to score is Hamrick. And it's now 17-2. One count to Hernandez. Need one more out, and I think that's all she wrote. It's a 15-run rule after four, I believe. One pitch, Leo Mraz, swing and a miss. Hernandez looked lost on that swing. Mraz with the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. The ball, two strikes. They're in the seventh and final round of the NFL draft. And if you're still watching, you need to get a life. I'm just saying. The drama's over. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Ricky Hernandez. Pinch hitting. That's way outside. 2-2. Demons drop game one to Steamboat. 5-2. Steamboat snapping a 13-game losing streak to Glenwood.
Come on, Leo.
Glenwood looking to start another win streak. Leading 17-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch. And that hit him. Or did it? No. He just ducked out of the way, did Hernandez. He's up there to pinch hit. He wants to swing the bat and make contact. It's a full count. Leo with a pitch. Ground ball foul toward left. Jordan Mraz will get the win. Three hits, three innings, 34 pitches, one strikeout, no walks. Here's the payoff pitch to Hernandez. Ground ball back up the middle, off the glove of Mraz. Scooped up by Irving. Throws. They got him! Nice play by Jackson Irving. And that's it. 17-2, the final score. Glenwood gets the split with the Steamboat Sailors. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Well, the Glenwood Demons get the split with the Steamboat Springs Sailors, losing game one 5-2 and taking game two 17-2. That'll leave a good taste in their mouth as they get ready for prom tonight. Glenwood Demons 17 runs, 14 hits, a one error, nine men left on base. For Steamboat, two runs, four hits, three errors, and three runners stranded. Jordan Mraz gets the win, three innings of work, gives up three hits, no runs, one strikeout, no walks, 34 pitches. Leo Mraz came on and just did mop up in the fourth inning as the Demons get the 15-run mercy rule in four innings. For Steamboat, Ben Bogan, who got the win in game one, takes the loss in game two. That's just the way it goes. He went an inning and a third, gave up 8 runs, 6 earned, 6 hits, struck out 2, walked 3 in 37 pitches. And then a parade of pitchers came on for Steamboat to try and get the job done, and no one was effective. Dobson, Holmes, Hamrick, and Cotter. So Bogan gets the loss. Hitting stars for Glenwood in Game 2. Of course, Mason Markovich, big day for him in Game 2. 3-for-3 with a walk, a double, 2 singles, 3 RBIs, scored 4 runs. Leo Mraz with a double. He scored 3 runs of his own. Hit by a pitch, aborted an error, fielder's choice in that double. Jackson Irving, outstanding game for him. 3-for-5 at the plate. 4 runs batted in. Scored a run and made some sparkling plays on defense at shortstop. Just outstanding plays. So that was really fun to watch. Nathan Grosskopf did a nice job in the 2-hole. Went 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored. Braxton Mims DHing in Game 2. Had an RBI, went 2-for-3. Leo Mraz, we mentioned him. And that's about it for Glenwood. Again, 17 runs, 14 hits, 1 error, 9 men left on base. So, Glenwood gets the split with the Sailors. Next up for Glenwood, it'll be Grand Junction Central on Tuesday, May 3rd. Let's see, tomorrow's the 1st, Monday the 2nd, yeah, Tuesday the 3rd, Central, and it's here at Glenwood, here at Mike Summers Memorial Field, and then Palisade for 1 on the 10th, at Eagle Valley on the 11th, at Palisade on the 13th, and then they finish up the season home against Coleridge on May 16th. So with the win, Demons go to 2-7 in league, 8-10 overall, Steamboat drops to 1-8 in league play, 4-10 overall. That's going to do it from Mike Summers Memorial Field. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Mr. Vac, Bank of Colorado, Carpet One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. Ron Norton saying so long from Mike Summers Memorial Field. Again, our final score, Glenwood loses game 1 to Steamboat 5-2. They take the nightcap 17-2. And again, our next broadcast will be Tuesday here at home against the Grand Junction Central Warriors. That'll do it. Have a great night and a great weekend. Be safe out there. And as always, keep it tuned to KMTS.